Romans 92.
Zog de Gemore. Elo is het ochiv shloi hoi oboi lomoi lirab shimen heichi mashkach aslo. So what is the chetim tzer? And is it ochiv shloi hoi oboi lomoi? That is also lefi rab shimen, if rab shimen is choylik av bo rishoino. And say be yibim v'achar kach noilat, say be noilat v'achar kach yibim. Rab shimen hold that it's mutah. So what is the chetim tzer? And is it ochiv shloi oboi lomoi? That is also a libid Reb Shimon. Zag di gmor, two echetim tzis. Bechad ache v'nis. He had one brother and he died. So now, v'noilad loyach. So then it's poshut. Now the new brother cannot do yibum because the new brother is shaloi hoi oboi lamoi. So there's no heter yibum. Avdem shteit ki yeshu achim yachdo. Oni shaloi yisulei mishiva achas boi lam. You can't do yibu. So maybe if it was one brother and he's dead, so the new brother cannot do yibu. This is poshut. Inami, betrei velo yibem velo yimes. Was taken two brothers, one is dead, and then is a new brother, another brother is born, so he also cannot do yibu. So be'etzem, the two terutzim of the Gemara is one teretz be'etzem. That when you need a chetimtzev shaloi hoi oboi lomoi, you need a chetimtzev shaloi hoi oboi lomoi le nefilo rishoino, not le nefilo shniyo. That if the second brother dies, and then after the husband is born, so he made yibum already, so maybe he could do yibum. But the chetimtzev shaloi hoi oboi lomoi is for nefilo rishoino, kigoin that one brother is dead, and then the second one is born, even if it's two brothers, ולא ייבם ולא ימייס. אז מדויק אם בגימורה, לא מבוידס פמלח, אז מדויק אם בגימורה, אז שתית אם בגימורה דווקא, what is the תורי חתימצס? מורה says like this, the תורי חתימצס of שלא הוי בו אילא מוי, what a חתימצס that the first brother is dead, and then is another brother born. This is פשוט, he's שלא הוי בו אילא מוי, he can do evil. There's no chiddush in it. It's pashut. He shalai haya ba'ilama. You can't do yibum. What is the second echetimtze? One, it's two brothers. One is dead. And then the other one is born. And the second brother, lo yibem velo yimes. So of them shtei that the two brothers, shalai haya ba'ilama, cannot do yibum. It's meduik in the Gemara, and Rashi in all of the Rishonim, kimat amedayik the Gemara, that the new brother that is born cannot do yibum. Why? Because the second brother, lo yibem velo yimes. Aba lo yitzuya. The second brother will die. So the third brother could do yibum. As eis mefurash in the Gemara. That if it's two brothers, one is dead, and now another one is born, and then the second one dies, even if he didn't do yibum, a libet Reb Shimon that holds that if the second one does yibum, b'meile, the third one could do yibum. Because shein gashlishu bo mitzvah beheter and Reb Shimon holds on its muter. It's not only if the second one did yibum, even if the second one didn't do yibum, he just dead. V'loy mes state in the Gemara you can't do yibum, but if he's a mess, you could do yibum. And the shaila why? The shaila what is the avone? Lamazen loshen Rashi. V'loy mes asur lezeh shenoylad le'achar misa liyevuma mizikas ach shel hoy oboi lomoi. אבל איך אתה יבוא השני? פוק הזיקס אח הראשון. ונעשה של איש ושל שני. אינה מי לא יבוא השני. הויל והוסקו קולוי, הרי ככנוסה כדי לקמות, וכשמי ספוטרס לשלישי. אז מפורש של רשי, כמעט על הראשונים, המדייק דיס חלק עם דגימורה. או על הראשונים המדייק דיס חלק עם דגימורה. אז מדויק עם דגימורה, that if it's two brothers and one is dead, and then there's a third one born, and then the second one dies. So we say zikah keknusa to the second one. And while we say zikah keknusa to the second one, so b'meile, the third one could do yibum. So what is the chetim that they cannot do yibum? That lo yibem ve lo yimes. So the Rashba and the Rambam, they frage kasha. And this Rashba and Rambam goes back and forth in the whole sugya. But well, Masada, the Rashba and Rishonim, they divide the question a couple times till they come out of the ganze shita. What's stated in the Gemara? That what is the pasuk from Yachdov? Ki yeshvu achim Yachdov. Tefir Reb Shimon, the halacha is a pasuk ki yeshvu achim Yachdov. And the Rishonim say kiblu le Gemara that Reb Shimon darshens that drasha. That's you could have said that Reb Shimon bichlal doesn't hold from Shalai Rabbi Lamer. But it can't be because if Baazei Reb Shimon had to be choylek, Reb Shimon had to say standard you can be miyavim Shalai Rabbi Lamer. Reb Shimon is masking that is a mute of Shalai Rabbi Lamer. So zog the Gemara if Reb Shimon is masking that is a mute. So, frag the Rishonim. So, what is the Echetimtze? Zog the Gemara is two Echetimtzes. Benefil Rishonim, Reuven is dead, and then Shimon is born. Shelo Yabo Ilomo. Or Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, and now Levi is born. So, if Shimon will die, so Ziki Keknusa, so Levi could do Yibu. But if Shimon is alive, so Kozman Shimon is alive, so Levi cannot do Yibu because Shelo Yabo Ilomo. So Be'etzim, it's not the Zach, why the Gemara Bichlal needs to say the second Teretz. It's exactly the first Teretz. The first Teretz is, Reuven is dead, and Shimon is born, Benefila Rishayno, Reb Shimon is masking the Shalaya Ba'ilam, cannot do Yibu. Inami, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is dead, Shimon is living, and Levi is born, so divine Levi cannot do Yibu. And the Gemara is Mechadish, that Lu Yitzuyo, Shimon will die, so Levi could do Yibu. Frege the Rishayno, so the second Teretz wants to say that this is the Echetimtze, that you need a Pesuk of Yachda. That don't think that Levi could do Yibum. Because when Shimon is living, Levi cannot do Yibum if Shimon is living. But that's the Yachdov. While Levi was not living in the time of Reuven, so if Reuven is dead, and Shimon is living, and Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum. It's not Yachdov. It's not Yachdov. It's not Yachdov. Shelo Yisraelim Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam. Levi didn't have a Yachdov. Levi didn't have a Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam together with Reuven. Frag the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva. Don't understand. Why you need the Pasuk of Yachdov? Even without the Pasuk of Yachdov. Reuven is dead. There's only one brother that is called Shimon. If he's called Shimon, it's Zika Kiknusa. If you're Shimon, so that Shimon has now Zika Kiknusa. So she's married to Shimon. If she's married to Shimon, Zika Kiknusa to Shimon. She's married completely to Shimon. Now Levi is born. How Levi will do Yibum? She's Eishes Shimon. She's Eishes Ish. She's Eishes Shimon. How she will do Yibum? How she could do Yibum? She's Eishes Shimon. Why you need a pasuk of Yachdov to tell me that when Levi is born, because when Shimon is living, if Shimon is dead, the halacha is that you could do Yibum if Shimon is dead. That's right, velaynes. But if Shimon dies, you could do Yibum. So we're speaking when Shimon is alive. When Shimon is alive, is a zikah keknusa to Shimon. If it's a zikah keknusa to Shimon, so she's married to Shimon. If she's married to Shimon, so why you need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum? Even if a pasuk would not say Yachdov, Levi cannot do Yibum. As I frag the Rashba and the Ramban. The Rashba is more close. Vim teima betrei velo yibem velo imeis. Lomo li ki yeshvu li meute lo imeis. Keiven de smir li Reb Shimon zike keknus edomi. Teipig lum shum de eishas ochi vachai. She's eishas Shimon. Zikik Kiknusa. So how you could be that, you're right, you need Yachdov for something else. But you're telling me that Lefila second tells us the Gemara, Inami, the Yachdov is coming for a case, if Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is dead, and Shimon is living, Veloy Yibim Veloy Mes, and she's Zikik Kiknusa to Shimon, but of them state that Levi can't do Yibu. Why I need a possible that Levi cannot do Yibu? So it's Mama Shapele. Zog the Rashbo, Yishloima. Without the pasuk of Yachdov, so when Levi is born, you write that she's ki'ilu married to Shimon. But without the Yachdov, So it would be mischadish now a parshas yibum to Levi. So Levi will do yibum, and lemafreya, the zikah kiknuso, will fall off from Shimon, and she'll be married to Levi. You're right that when Levi is born, she's already married to Shimon. But lo yitzir will be no yachdov, so Levi could come and marry her, and he'll be mafkia, zikah kiknuso. How he could do it? Zog the Rashba lefir of Shimon every time with his two brothers. How everyone does yibum? So zikah kiknuso to the other one. The Talmud says, the one that does yibum is misbar lemafreya, that she's the one that lemafreya, that Teis HaRosh calls it, tigal lemilse lemafreya, that she was zikah kiknuso to him. So without Yaakov, when Levi is born, Levi goes and he does yibum, and lemafreya the zikah kiknuso is not to Shimon, and lemafreya the zikah kiknuso is to Levi, and b'mele is not a problem, that he's married, and he's a sish. Yesh leima zog the Rashba. Ilam ki yeshu ave amine, ki eichet enof lo kamei trei, when she falls in front of two brothers. Ve'oman echot men ve'konso, mafkir knisa da'ai zikah da'eich. Ach, when I do yibum, so lemafreya she's konus to me, and she's not konus to the other one. אפגל דמי קורא ככנוסו אף לאילוך. אוכל נמי כשנוילד לו המאח, לאבי היאח כאילו נוילד מי קורא, ויסגל למרסה דסקוקי אבי לנמי, וכי קוניס לי מפקיע כניסו סמיד הזיק השאר איכו. So what are you asking a question? Why are you the person that Levi cannot do Yibum? Take me that when Levi is born, she's already married to Shimon. So Levi cannot do Yibum mitzad Eish Yisach. Stam Kozman Shimon is living. And the Torah says, you're right. Oh, but would that be a pasuk of Yachdov? So Levi will do Yibum, and Levi will be mafkia zika Shimon, and she'll be zokuk only to Levi and not to Shimon. The man that will not be called that he's marrying Eish to Shimon. Let's move before she teisis HaRosh hazeh. Move before she saying teisis HaRosh. Now, the Lashon HaRashbo is that when Levi will be born, if Levi will do Yibum, tigal emilse lemafreya, that she was zokuk to Levi and she was konus to Levi, b'meile she was not konus to Shimon, and if she was not konus to Shimon, b'meile there's no zikah kiknuso, b'meile Levi could do yibum. That's not stated in the Rashba. So the lashon Rashba is tigal emilse lemafreya, that she was zokuk to Levi. Why he has to say tigal emilse lemafreya? Because if you don't say tigal emilse lemafreya, so when Reuven dies, if Shimon is the only brother, she becomes married to Shimon. This is it. So if she's married now to Shimon, it's no mocking that Levi could come in and say, now I will chop away the zikah. She's already married to Shimon. The only way to say that Levi, without the zikah, Kosovo Yachdov, will take over, because Lemafreya would say, if Levi does Yibum, Lemafreya she's zokuk to Levi, and she's not zokuk to Shimon, and Bemele Lemafreya is no zikah kiknusa, Bemele could Levi could do Yibum. Av dem shteit Yachdov, that while Levi was not there in the beginning, Levi cannot do it. While he was not there in Shas Nefila, Bemele Levi cannot do it. Das ist der Rashba der Teis HaRosh. Fragt Reb Shimon Shkok. And everyone that lives the Rashba fragt this Kashe. So here's the leichte chelek. This Rashba be'etzem is back and forth the whole cheshbon of the sugi that we're going to learn. But the Rashba here, the Rashba is the leichte Kashe. The tzura the Rashba stels it. Fragt Reb Shimon, he doesn't understand. Levi was not born. There's no zikah to Levi. What means tigal emilse lemafreya that she was zokuk to Levi? Levi didn't exist. So the first 5 years, she was zokuk to Shimon. So she's Eisha Shimon. So it's not zikah. So Reuven dies, the issues went to Shimon. Levi is born, she's married to Shimon. What do you mean? Levi do yibum lemafreya? What lemafreya? You can't say lemafreya, she's married to Levi. Levi was not around then. You can't be married to someone that doesn't exist. To someone that doesn't do it, to the ear. He was not around. Now he's born. But she's already married to Shimon. Now we have to know. The Rashba's kasha was, what was the Rashba's kasha? Why I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum? Mitzad shaloi hoboi lomo. He's not considered a brother of Reuven. Forget about that he's not considered a brother of Reuven. Even without that he's not considered, Vayel b'shas misas Reuven was only Shimon. So leman d'omar ziki kiknuso. She's married to Shimon completely. So there's no mocking to the Yibum of Levi. This is the Rashba's Kasha. Not Cholek and the Rashba's Kasha. That Zikah Kiknuso closes it, that she's married completely to Shimon, and if she's married completely to Shimon, there's no mocking for Levi. Zog the Rashba, I will tell you, every time you can ask me a Kasha, two brothers, how everyone does Yibum, so Zikah Kiknuso to the other one. What is the answer? The answer is that doesn't help both. She's also married to me, also married to you, but I'll take her. She's also your wife. I want to take her, but she's also your wife. Zok de Rashba, if I do yibum lemafreah, she's mine and not yours. So when Levi will be born, and Levi will do yibum lemafreah, Levi will take over ki'ilu it was his and not Shimon's. Frank Reb Shimon and Simon Yuzayin and Da'ago, Frank Reb Shimon, but she was never married to Levi. He didn't exist then. From the day he's born, he wants to take over. It's too late. Has a siman. He learns a whole mahalach here in the sugya. And if we have time, I'm more sure we'll see it. Yeah, I'm the Reb Shimon the mahalach. The whole sugya and everything changes in the hemshach sugya. Mikoyach discussion. So the magia and the ritvo wants to come with a chap. Zok the magia and the ritvo hazeh. 158. Zok the hazeh. On them we can't treffen dort. But he says a gewaltig chap. He says like this. All of the Rishonim in Yudzayin Amud Beis ask the kashen. Why you need Yachdov? That a new brother that is born cannot do Yibum. Misvore he can do Yibum. Zinishken Darkinoya. It's not Darkinoya. He didn't exist and now he comes in. Ain't it Darkinoya? And we explained that Valet's not Darkinoya Metzegilu Yishat in the Pasuk. That Hashem only gave Yibum B'Shas Nefila and not later, and even in the case that it's Noyam, the Maise, Val it's not Darkinoyam, so the new brothers that come into the picture, you don't need a Pasuk B'Chlal that they can't do Yibum. Misvore they can't do Yibum. So Tesis asked this question, Yudzayin Amud Beis. So Tesis and Yudzayin Amud Beis, V'yishloima. You need a Pasuk Yiviyachdov if the mother-in-law was Mu'uberes. And this new brother was already in the world. So it's giving him zikah, as a Reb Chaim learns pshat. I don't know Mishnah zikah. Reb Chaim learns pshat. Be'etzim you could give zikah to Uba. Uba rezekik. So misvore he could, as darkinoyam he could be. Shteid yachdov, that because he was not in the world, you can't give it to him. Aber on yachdov, the Uba would be zikik. Manage, if it was yoytze la'avir ha'olam, he would manage to make Yibu. So if the answer is that our sugya is anyway only talking about a Mu'uberes, so Mamela, it doesn't pshat in the Rashbo. Without the Pasuk of Yachdov, Lemafreya would say that she was Zokuk to the Ubo. And Mamela Lemafreya was a Ziki Kiknusu to the Ubo, and not to Shimon. I, Levi exist. Say that, but Lemafreya is a Knusu to him and not to the other one. Say, but it could be Lemafreya, no mishanah. So it's not be Knusu Gmur, it doesn't make a difference. But that beat will not be to Shimon, because Levi exists. Reb Shimon asked the kasha, Levi didn't exist. So the first couple of days it was only Shimon. From now on it could be Levi. But then it cannot be Levi. The Torah says, if we anyway have to arrange that the sugya, as meretan amu'uberes, it's a chidush. Shani, he never mentioned it. If the cheshbon of the sugya is that the whole pasuk is anyway only coming from mu'uberes, if the pasuk is anyway only coming from mu'uberes, so be mu'uberes we could say, sal kedai toch amina, that without the pasuk, למפרה אשר בזוק וכתלוי, הם ממילא במפקיע שימן. The Ramban also asks us this question. The Ramban says the Torah is a bit different. If you're the Ramban, you don't have to come to this חידוש of Mu'uberes. The Ramban says like this. That למסקונס הגימורה, זיקה כקנוסה is only when it's one brother. When it's two brothers, you don't say זיקה כקנוסה. Even though the Gemara now really doesn't know it, we'll see. Aber as I said, the Ramban, that maskonas haGemara that ziki keknusa is only when it's one brother. When it's two brothers, you can't be married to two, so you're not married to no one. So then, zok the Ramban, it's easier to say that if in the end Levi is born, so this family will be a family of two. So lemafreya, no one will ziki keknusa. This is easier. The Rashbu said that lemafreya, when Levi is born, tigalim mizu that she was zokuk to Levi. Levi didn't exist, she can't be zokuk to Levi then. But if the Lomda says, not that she's zokuk to Levi lemafreya, that if Levi is around, so lemafreya mishas nefile. If lemafreya mishas nefile. If lemafreya, later we find out there was another brother, so we say here that it's oime to be two brothers, is no ziki kiknus. B'meila, we need a pasuk that Levi cannot do yibum. Ari asked the kasha, she's married to Shimon. Tells her when Levi is born, is misbar that is two. If lemaskona is no ziki kiknus, but two. So made a lemafreya misbar that was never zikik knusa here. So I would think that Levi could do yibum. As steht yachdom as mikanish machin yibum. That's the chiddush from the Ramban. But the Vav Pashas the Gemara didn't go like this. The Vav the Gemara went that is a zikik knusa betrei. Let me gain one more step to see the chudas is dvarim pshutim the first chelik. But we'll see that the first chelik is also not dvarim pshutim be'etzim. So. Why? So no, we have a kasha now. So why we need a pasuk if yachdo? We need a pasuk. As I said, the Gemara in the second teretz, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is dead, and Levi is born, so Levi cannot do ibum as yachdo. Without the yachdo, the zikik knusa would fall off Shimon, and Levi would do ibum. So mashma on yachdo that Levi cannot do ibum. But if Shimon dies. It's mefurish in the Gemara, so we say Ziki kiknusa to Shimon, and then Levi could do Yibum. Or the better case, what the Gemara speaks out, if Shimon does Yibum, so then Levi could do Yibum. That's the shitas of Shimon. Sai noilad ve'achar kach Yibum, Sai Shimon did Yibum ve'achar kach noilad, Levi could do Yibum. And this is the Gemara, is ma'amshich one more shur in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Bishleim Yibum ve'achar kach noilad, כי אשכחה בהתרה אשכחה. אלו נוילד ואחר כך ייבם. My time, why Reb Shimon holds that you could do ייבו? Because סבר יש זיקה וזיקה כקנוס אדם. לא עושים את הגמורה. What end for the gemore? זאת הגמורה הזה. למען דה אומר יש זיקה וזיקה כקנוס אדם, the פשט in Reb Shimon is that if Reuven dies and Shimon is living and then Levi is born, and Shimon does Yibum, Levi could take over Eishes Shimon. Noilat v'achar kach Yibum. Well, for sure, if Shimon did Yibum and then Levi is born, for sure Levi could take over Eishes Shimon. Frag the Gemara, why? Bishleime, when Reuven is dead and Shimon does Yibum. So when Levi was born, we say it's no Nesro, but all the Nuschois. Abelu Yitzuya. Shimon was already alive, Shimon was born. And Levi later was born. And Reuven is dead. Shimon didn't do Yibum. And Levi is born now. And then Shimon does Yibum, was Nesr of a couple hours. So Mele, what helps that Shimon now did Yibum and Shimon is dead? And Shimon dies. How Levi could take over Isha Shimon was not Mitzvah Beheter. Was end for the Gemara? Zike Keknusa. What is the Teretz of the Gemara Zike Keknusa? What is the Pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara Zike Keknusa? What does it tell us? Zikik Knusa. What Zikik Knusa to Zayif? That when Reuven dies and Shimon is around, so as Evi, it's posher to you that if Reuven is dead and Shimon does Yibum and then Levi is born, she's already married to Shimon, I'm out of the picture. So the same thing, if Reuven is dead and Shimon is living and Levi is born and then Shimon does Yibum, Levi could do Yibum now. And you don't say Nesra because Zikik Knusa. What means Zikik Knusa? What means Zikik Knusa? That Miyad when Reuven died, she's already married to Shimon. Right? She's already married to Shimon. Frag the Imre Moshe, he doesn't understand. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, if this is the case, why I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum? She's already married to Shimon before he's born. What was the Rishonim's Kasha? Why I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum if Zikik Knusa, when Levi is born, she's already married to Shimon? So why I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum? She's married already. It's too late to do Yibum to him. It's too late to do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. Or to Eishes Reuven. Reuven dies. Shimon is living and Levi is born. So Gemara, I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum. Frag the Rashba, for sure he can't do Yibum. She's already married to Shimon. Shimon is living now. Zog the Rashba, because without the pasuk, Levi would come and he would push away Shimon. So I'm asking you now, so why Levi cannot do Yibum now? When Levi is born, why he can't do Yibum? But Etzim he could have done Yibum. Yachdov says that he can't do Yibum. So Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. What are you answering me that she's married to Shimon? If she's married to Shimon, I don't need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum. What? What is Nesro Alamot? But Etzim I could have done Yibum, and I cannot do Yibum. How the Rashba starts the sugya? Frank the Rashba. I mean, why I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum? She's married to Shimon. Zikik Knusa. But the Rashi, the Ramban, the Tesarosh, and the Ritva, all of the Rishonim's Kashi. Why I need a person that Shelo Yabai Lomo cannot do Yibum? For sure he can't do Yibum. Mm-hmm. When Reuven is dead, she becomes Knusot to Shimon. Zog the Rishonim, you're right. But without the Miut, so Levi has the Koyach to push away Shimon and to do Yibum. So he would come, and Lemafreya, she would never be Zikik Knusot to Shimon, and she'll be married to Levi. As then I need a person that Levi cannot do Yibum. Now, Frank, the Gemara, the next line. So why, if Shimon does Yibum, or Shimon is dead, Levi could do Yibum. Well, you know why? If he's dead, or if Levi does Yibum, Shimon could take, Levi could take over? Because Ziki Kiknusa, so Miyad, when Levi was born, she was already married to Shimon, so Shimon was never Zokuk Machmas Reuven, it's only Machmas Shimon, the man is Metzor Beheta. This is the Talmud of the Gemara. Ziki Kiknusa, so Miyad, when Shimon is dead, Reuven is dead, she becomes married to Shimon, so Levi Bichlal doesn't find a Ziki. She's married. If she's married to Shimon, so why I need a person that Levi cannot do Yibum? The Talmud says, you're right that she's married to Shimon, but if a Zeybai that Levi could do Yibum, Levi comes and does Yibum, and he's the brother, and Shimon is not the brother. So when she's, when Reuven dies, and Levi is born, the Etzem Levi wants to do Yibum now. Why he can't do Yibum? Because Yaakov says that he can't do Yibum. Yaakov is stopping him from doing Yibum. Because of Yaakov, what? Yaakov says that it's not Zokim. Without Yaakov, he could have done Yibum. So Be'etzem, she's Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. So what is the tense of the Gemara? It's a simple kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Why when Shimon is dead, or when Shimon does Yibum, Levi could take over? So Nesro, Bishleim, if Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum, she was never Nesro. Oh, but if Levi was born before, and now Shimon did Yibum, it's Nesro. Zog the Gemara Ziki Kiknusa. Without Ziki Kiknusa, so even if Levi is not allowed to do Yibum, this is called Nesro. Even though there's a din not to do Yibum. Oh, but this is called Nesro. Every time that you, Be'etzem, you could have done Yibum, and because Hashem you can't do Yibum, it's called Nesro. This is the Gemara's kasha. Bishleim, when Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum, is no Nesro, Mitzor Beheta. But if Levi is born before Shimon did Yibum, so Hashem is telling him not to do it, does his Nesro. And for the Gemara, no, she's married to Shimon, Ziki Kiknuso. He never found a Ziki. This is the Talmud of the Gemara. She's married, Ziki Kiknuso. She's married to Shimon. So Levi, when Levi came, it's really in the end of the story. She's Kilo did Yibum. Come to the Rashba's kasha. If Shimon did Yibum already, so some lady can't take her. Because when Shimon is living, she's married to Shimon. How lady will take her? How lady will take her? She's married to Shimon. The Talmud says of the Rashba, she's not really married to Shimon. She's married to Shimon, but if without Shaloya Boilomo, lady would come and he would make her not married to Shimon and he could take her. You need it. So why Levi can't take her? Because Shalehoi Abay Lomoy. Hashem doesn't let him to take. Oh, without Shalehoi Abay Lomoy, Levi could take her. If Levi Be'etzem could have taken her, so why Levi can't take her? Because Shalehoi Abay Lomoy. So Be'etzem, she's Zokuk Le'ibum from Levi, just Levi cannot take her. So if she's Zokuk Le'ibum Achmas Levi and Levi cannot take her, so Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. The Gemara is Gizok Tatat. Very starke question. As I fragt the Imre Moshe. So the Bochum, just to have it clear. The Kasha is Be'etzem, as I, in the Gemara is Mevuer, what is called Nesro? Even that Levi cannot do Yibum, Shelo Yehoi Bo Yilomoy, Abavai, when he's born, he can't take this lady, this is Nesro. So fragt the Gemara Bishleim, if Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum, so there's no Nesro. She's already not Zokuk anymore, Machmas Reuven. But if Shimon didn't do Yibum yet, Nezayin Nesro, Bishleim Yibum V'chakach Noila, Elo Noila V'chakach Yibum Ha'ike L'meima, and for the Gemara, Ziki Kiknusa. What Ziki Kiknusa means? That when Levi is born, she's already Zokuk to Shimon, and she's tied in, she's closed. She's not falling to Levi anymore. She's Ziki Kiknusa, so there's no Nesro. She's married to Shimon. If she's married to Shimon, so why am I the pasuk that lady can't do yibum? The tenet is that Avada, even that she's married to Shimon, it's not a real marriage. It's a marriage that if Hazei buy that lady will do yibum, he's got a mirsel and a friah that lady was the one, and Shimon is not the one. So be'ezim, she is zakuk to lady without the yachdov. Without the mute of yachdov, lady could have done yibum. If without the mute of yachdov, lady could have done yibum, so what is stopping lady to do yibum now? Yachdov. So weiter ist Nesro, was einfach die Gemara, sie kicke Knusse. Also ich frage die Imre Moshe. Noch einmal, if she's also Eishe Shimon, why you need a Pasuk of Yachdov? So why you need a Pasuk of Yachdov? Das ist der Rashbas Kasha. If sie kicke Knusse, so why you need a Pasuk of Yachdov that lady cannot do Yibum? The Teretz is, because sie kicke Knusse, as they be in two brothers, it's not real. If lady does Yibum, there's no sie kicke Knusse. It's only Ziki Kiknusa, if Hazei buy that Levi doesn't do Yibum. But on the time that Levi does Yibum, it's not Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon. So why Levi can't do Yibum? Because Hashem doesn't let him. So when this, now when he's born, he wants to do Yibum, he comes, Hashem doesn't let him. So it's Nezra Shoachas. So what helps that Shimon does Yibum later? And he ties it in, or Shimon is mace and he ties it in. So we say it's no Nezra, why is no Nezra? Zog de Welt. So noch mehr Dings spoken out in Shir, also. That me dav zog an interessante Sach. That you're right. You ask me why I need a pasuk that Levi cannot do Yibum, the Rishonim's Kashe, zog in the Rishonim, because if Levi could have done Yibum, he would have mafreya, mafkiya, the Zikir, Kiknusef, and Shimon, and to be married to Levi. As I guess. To mafkiya, the Zikir, Kiknusef, and Shimon, and to be married to Levi. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Levi cannot do Yibum, when Levi is born, she's married to Shimon or she's not married to Shimon? She's married to Shimon. So if she's married to Shimon, she's not zakuk to Levi. So it's a mod mezach. When Reuven is dead, only Reuven, and the brother Shimon is born, Shimon wants to do Yibum. We tell him, we really want to let you, but we can't. So he leaves. Reuven is dead and is a brother Shimon around. It becomes Ziki Kiknusa to Shimon. Now Levi is born. So he wants to do Yibum. So we tell him, Hashem said Yachdov, you can't do Yibum. But after Hashem said that you can't do Yibum, so Be'etzem she's a Ishasish of Shimon. So today why he can't do Yibum? Because she's a Ishasish of Shimon. Just if he could have done Yibum, he would make Lemafreya that she's not a Ishasish of Shimon. And Bemele should be Zokuk to him, and Shimon will be out of the picture. But what is the Gzeres HaKosov of Yachdov? What is the Gzeres HaKosov of Yachdov? That you can't do it? So Bemele, now you can be Mefkiya Shimon, so Shimon stays the one that is married. So now it's Bichlal no Zika to Levi. Dehai, when Reuven is dead and Shimon is born, Reuven dies and Shimon is born. So Shimon can't do evil. Why? Is a zikr. Just we don't let Shimon to use that zikr. So Shimon cannot use that zikr. Shimon doesn't have a koyach to use that zikr. So Itaki doesn't use that zikr, Shimon. He can't. This is Nesro. When it's Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is dead, and Shimon is around, she becomes married to Shimon. And now Levi says, I don't have a zikr, Bichlal. Because why I don't have a zikr? Because Shimon took the complete zikr. Shimon took over the zikr. So why I need a pasuk? Without the pasuk, you will have a koyach legal milsa lemafreya that Shimon never took it. But if Hazei buy that you don't have a koyach to be legal milsa lemafreya, so she stays married to Shimon, b'teras vaday, she stays zikr kiknusa to Shimon, and there's no zikr to Levi. So today it's not called Nesro. It's a chidush. It's a chiddush, because Lemaise, the reason he can't do it is because Hashem doesn't let him. Of a vile Lemaise, today he can't be mafkir the zikr. So Memele today it's not called Nesro. Memele today it's not called Nesro. It's a dvar chiddush. It's a dvar chiddush. Aber nehmen wir mal eine Frage, so kann es anders, andere Tiruzim. Aber nur das ist die Zura Sattva. Now, the Rishonim are mamshich minei vebei. And this is about some Again, they say it b'ktzoro here and then b'archov in the next shtickle. Aber steht in the Gemara that without the pasuk, Levi would take over and the male would be mafkia the zikah from Shimon and Levi would do yibum. But the gossip is that Levi cannot do it. Aber steht in the Gemara that the only tzad that Levi could take over is kol zman Shimon is living. But if Shimon is dead, so it stays zikah keknusa to Shimon, and now when Levi comes, he doesn't take over Shimon. Yibim v'loimeis, then is the pasuk that Levi cannot take over. Aber steht lo yitzuyer Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben dies, and then Shimon dies. It's keilu Shimon did yibum. That is before Shin the Gemara. And b'meil, if Levi wants, he could take it now. Because man, Shimon is not dead. So, it's a zikah keknusa to Shimon. So Levi can't take over. But when Shimon is dead, so it stays keilu eishes Shimon. And now when Levi is coming, he can't take over eishes Reuben, but he takes over eishes Shimon. And be'etzem, it's more mefurish in the next Gemara. Lamazen, aposhu is the next Gemara. I just want to go back to this chelik. Lamazen is in the Gemara inside. I mean, Lamazen is in the Gemara inside. The Gemara is like this. Maskif le Rabbi Yosef, hashtu zikr v'maymer mesabke le Reb Shimon. Ike knuse domi, ilav ke knuse domi, zuke lechuda mi boy. Frank the Gemara has it. It's mevur in the price. In the Mishnah, that Lefi Reb Shimon, he's mistopping of Zikah Keknusa. You're telling me why Levi is allowed to take over after Shimon is dead because it's Keknusa to Shimon, or after Shimon does Yibum because Zikah Keknusa was never chal for Levi. He could take it over. So, let's end the Lashon HaGemara. Zog the Gemara Hazeh. Maskiv le Rabbi Yosef, hashto Zikah v'maymer mesapke le Reb Shimon. I Keknusa dami, ilav Keknusa dami, Zikah lechuda miboy. Mahi, that nam. Shloisha achim nesuim, shalosh noshim nochrias. Two brothers are married, shalosh noshim nochrias. The meis echot meh, and Reuben and Shimon and Levi are married through noshim nochrias. And Reuben dies. Ve'osa bosheini maimer. And Shimon made a maimer to Eishes Reuben. The meis. So now Levi has two wives to do Yibum to. He has Eishes Reuben, that Shimon made a Maimar, and Eishes Shimon. Hare Eilu Cholzis V'loi Misyavmes. So Tanekame doesn't hold from Zikah Keknusa, and while Tanekame doesn't hold from Zikah Keknusa, the male Tanekame holds that these two ladies need Chalitza. Why? Shenema V'meis Echod Mehem Yevomo Yovo Yoleo. Mi She'oleo Zikah Siyovom Echod, V'loi She'oleo Zikah Shnei Yevomim. Eishes Reuben has Zikas Reuben, and Shimon made a Maimar, so it's also Zikas Shimon. So Levi cannot marry Eishes Reuben, because she has a Zikah from Reuben, she has a Maimar from Shimon. And the man, she's poiter also, she's poiter Eishes Shimon from Yibum, and they need Chalitza. Rab Shimon Oymer meyabem le'ezem mehem she'irze, v'choyretz nashmir. And so the Gemara Hazeh, this is the law. Yibum et arvayu loy, dil me yesh Zikah, והבש תיבומס הבויס מבייס אחות. יבום אחד ואיף תריד אחלוי, דיל מהן זיקה ככנוסו, והבל שתי יבומס הבויס משתי בת. לא עושה דה גימור. סופו שתית עם דה גימור. תן למען דה אומר יש זיקה, if Reuben dies, and then Shimon dies, Levi doesn't have to be מייבם, also Eishes Reuben, and also Eishes Shimon. If yes zike keknuso, so if Reuben dies and then Shimon dies, it's enough that Levi will take one of the wives and is yoitze for both. I'll be master. Reuben and Shimon and Levi. Reuben is married one wife, Shimon is married the second one, and Levi is married the third one. Reuben dies, so the number one needs Yibum. Shimon dies now. So now number one needs Yibum from Reuben, and number two needs Yibum from Shimon. Zog the Gemara, Alibe the Man, the Omar, Zikah Keknusa, it's enough that Levi will take only one wife. Why? Because when Reuben is dead, she becomes Knusa by Shimon. So now one and two are the wives of Shimon. So it's enough to marry only one wife. Don't state in the Gemara. Rab Shimon says, Rab Shimon is Mesufik of Zikke Kiknusa, so really you do Yibum and you need to do Chalitza, Zakh the Gemara. But when the Omer Zikke Kiknusa, Zakh the Gemara, if Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies, Levi doesn't need to Miyabim also Eishas Reuven and also Eishas Shimon. It's enough that Reuven will be Miyabim, Levi will be Miyabim on the number one, on the number two. Now let me trach in a minute. He takes number one. He takes number one. So she was Eishes Reuven. So we say, Val Zike Kiknusa, Kilo she's married to Shimon. So Kilo he took Shimon's wife, so he doesn't need to take the second wife of Shimon. Because he was Miyabim already a wife of Shimon. Or if he takes number two. So we say, he was Miyabim Eishes Shimon. What happened to Eishes Reuven? Eishes Reuven is Kilo Nisiyabma by Shimon. And Bemele now, Kilo, he's Miyabim already Eishes Shimon. So Lu Yatsur, Shimon was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. And then Shimon dies. For sure it's enough to take one of the wives of Shimon. That's the Gemara of Zikke Kiknusa. So steht in the Gemara, a greise chidush in the halachas of Zikke Kiknusa. What is the greise chidush that steht in the halacha of Zikke Kiknusa? What? Can you? So steht in the Gemara, the second shlav, of Zikke Kiknusa is this chelik of the Gemara. And what the Gemara is mechadish here in Zikke Kiknusa? The Gemara is mechadish in Zikke Kiknusa that when Reuven dies and now Shimon dies, we look at Eishes Reuven, she's married to Shimon, and while she's married to Shimon, as if Shimon has two wives, it's enough to take one, so you take only one. Well, she was married to Reuven, now she's Knusa by Shimon, so now she's married to Shimon. A minute. Frag the Rashba Akash. And it's again, it's the same Rashba. Frag the Rashba, he doesn't understand what is going on. And I will explain the Kash. Reuven and Shimon and Levi, three brothers are living. Reuven dies. Shimon could do Yibum and Levi could do Yibum. How Levi could do Yibum? She's married to Shimon. She's married to Levi also. But she's married to Shimon. We explain, if Levi doesn't, then afresh she was married to Levi. Now, what happened? Reuven is dead, and now Shimon is dead. So we tell Levi, take Eishes Reuven, and then you yaitze, because she's also married to Shimon. Don't understand. When Shimon was alive, I could have taken Eishes Reuven? Yes. What happened to Shimon? No, if I'm doing Yibum, Shimon is out. Or if I take Shimon's wife, so what is the difference? When Reuven dies and Shimon and Levi are living, Shimon could do Yibum and Levi could do Yibum. Levi wants to do Yibum. We tell Levi how you do Yibum. Levi, how are you doing Yibum? She's Eishes Shimon. She's Mfakel, she's my wife, she's not Shimon's wife. Now Shimon dies. So we tell Levi, you could take Eishes Reuven and you don't need to marry Eishes Shimon anymore. She was married to Shimon. Kilo you took Eishes Shimon. Why Kilo you took Eishes Shimon? I did Yibum, Kilo Shimon is out of the picture. And the same thing goes the way around. I will take Shimon's wife. No, if you took Shimon's wife, you don't need to take Eishes Reuven, because she was married by Shimon. I will take Eishes Shimon because I took Eishes Shimon, and then I will take Eishes Reuven because I could take Eishes Reuven. What? Why? Because Shimon died, she belongs to Shimon. If Shimon is alive, I marry her, she's my wife. Forget about Shimon, I'm throwing Shimon away. Lemafreya, she's mine. Val Shimon is dead. What? So without Maimon, the din will be different? Avada Maimon is left. Avada Maimon is gone. Even as we see one Rishon says, Avada is in Nishtazik. Frag the Rashba. ומיו, שתי יבומס הבויס משתי בתים, אפילו לרב שמעון תרוויו מייבמים, דקניסה דהי מפקיע למזיקה שערכים, דאם לא יקן ביטלתו מיצס יבומים משלוי שערכים. You never could do Yibum, it's konus to both. But the Torah says, if I'm the one that I do Yibum, the other one is not kiknuso. יש לו אימר... תקסובר, דווקא כי קיים את הרוויו, ומייבם חד, מפקיע לי מדי זיקה דעידוך. דורכוי אחר ולוי מייבם. Reuven dies and Shimon and Levi are alive. And Levi does Yibum. And Shimon didn't do Yibum. Shimon loses. And Lemafreat only belongs to Levi. Because Shimon was around and Shimon didn't do Yibum, so Shimon loses. Aval kimaisle, but if Shimon is dead, im isa de zikash de Yivami keknuse, havel lememar ilu avikayem, ilu avikonis, umikore knuse. If he would be living, maybe he would do a Yibum, so we can't take away his kikusa. So if Shimon is alive and Levi does Yibum, Shimon Kilu doesn't exist. Oh, but if Shimon is dead, you can't push him away. V'im toimar, min olon ha-svor rechoiko me'oid. Zehu sha'imrim b'moshol. Kshu chai, koi lo yecho. When he's living, he's worth one. Kshu meis, koi lo sheva. When he's dead, he's worth seven. When he's alive, he has one neshama. When he's dead, he has seven neshamas. It's a mission in Koni. How it could be, Zog Derashbo? If he's alive, Reuven dies, Levi does Yibum, forget about Shimon. But if Shimon is dead, so then we say, no, now she belongs to Shimon. She belongs to Shimon. So if I do Yibum to Eishes Reuven, I married Eishes Shimon. If I married Eishes Shimon, I don't have to marry Eishes Reuven. She's already knusa by Shimon. Yishloimar, Mishum desvir lei de loisei merochi. It has to be b'cheshbon like this. But the Rashbam doesn't explain why. Und the selbe sach steht in the Ramban. Ramban says the selbe sach. Ramban is in the first sugya when he explains. Aval meise, vim kona mechot vizocha bifnei ochiv, pokal izike moishte shal irotza lo yabe. Aval meise, echo men, keimon sheilu ho yochai, shemo yo meyabe, roi moishe keilu knusu lei mishas tefilo. ולפיכו שתי יבומס הבויס משתי בתים לרב שמעון, אחס מסייבמס ואחס פטורו מן הדין. השאלה, what is the answer? So I want to make you the shaila. So first we have to know, Taka, what is the lomdus? What is Taka the lomdus? What is Taka the hesper in it? What is the hesper in this? What is the hesber? That when he's alive, if I do Yibum, he's out. And when he's dead, then, because if he would be alive, maybe he would, as I spoke, if he's alive, Loshon HaRashbo, and he's not doing, he's mevater. He's mevater on the schus. When he's dead, he doesn't want to be mevater. So the Zikir Kiknusa stays? So it stays Zikir Kiknusa? Well, what is the hesber in it? What is that? Ein Sach. Aber zwei. Okay, so steht in Ramban, steht in Rashbo, steht maybe in Ritvo, steht in Tesarosh, and you saw it. That this little day that we started, that when I make Yibum, Lemafra is the Zikir Kiknusa to me, and it's not Zikir Kiknusa to the other person, it's only when he's alive. When he's dead, I can't take away from the other person. I want to be married. It's a Zach that needs a lot of Hezbo. It's a Zach that needs a lot of Hezbo. What is the Pshat in it? Aber der zweite Chayvit. Das ist schwer. Lama sagen, okay, steht das all long this, that only when he's alive, I could grab away the Kikusa from it. After he's dead, he's Zeich in it, and then goes to the Kever, we can't take away from it. We can't take away from it. Say, Fregt sich der Kash, even if you can't take it away from him, but why only him? Why only him? I will explain the question. So I can't take it away from him. I can't take it away from him. Because it's the colors to him. I can't take it away from him. We'll take the case of the Gemara. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is dead. Shimon dies. Levi comes to do Yibum. We say, Lemanda Omar, Zike Kiknuse. It's enough that he will marry Shimon's wife. Because Eishes Reuven is Kiknusa by Shimon. I hear. Eishes Reuven, she's Knusa by Shimon. But she's also Knusa to Levi. So So you write that if I married one wife of Shimon, al Shimon I was Yoytze Yibu. But I also have a Yibu to me Yabim Eishes Tzuvah. The Rishonim explained that I can't take away the Zikah from Shimon. She stays Knusa to Shimon. I hear she stays Knusa to Shimon. Oh, but she's also Knusa to Levi. I'm also a person. So you're right that I can't take away the Zikah Knusa to Shimon. And she stays Knusa to Shimon. Ein Chanami, she's Knusa to Shimon. But she's also Zoku to Levi. Machmas Ruven. So what helps that I will marry one wife of Shimon? Oh, but the Eishes Ruven is also Zokuk to me. Machmas Ruven. So if Eishes Ruven is Zokuk to me, Machmas Ruven, so I need to do Yibu Machmas Ruven. And one Nusach. We'll ask the same Kash in the other Nusach. Shteder is enough that I take Eishes Ruven. If I take Eishes Ruven, I don't need to take the second wife of Shimon. Because Eishes Ruven is Kiknusa by Shimon. So while Eishes Ruven is Kiknusa by Shimon, so if I take Eishes Ruven, it's Kilo I took Shimon's wife. How I could take Eishes Ruven? By me she's Zokuk, she's Knusa to me, Machmas Ruven. To Shimon she's Knusa, Machmas Shimon. She's Eishes Shtei Meisach. I want to be Mazal. The second kasha we're asking is, we ask it at Dvorim. We're asking one kasha is that it's Mevuyo, that normally when I do Yibum, Lemafreya Shimon was not here. Shtei that Shimon is dead, I can't take away Shimon. She stays married to Shimon. Ein kasha. What is that bonnet? The Rishonim are mazberet. And I've gained a right to be mazber the Rishonim. Aber shtei the nochazach. That not only that she's, I can't take away Shimon. It's mucha from the suge that she becomes only knusa to Shimon and not knusa to Reuven. And Reuven doesn't have no zike. Not the pshat is that I can't take away Shimon, but she's also knusa to me. If this would be the pshat, so she's also Eishes Reuven and also Eishes Shimon. So it would not be enough to miyabim the second wife of Shimon. I will not could be miyabim Eishes Reuven instead of Eishes Shimon. And it's mevur in the Rishonim not like that. It's mevur in the Gemara. The man the Omar Zikir Kiknuso, so if Shimon is dead, she's only married to Shimon, and now when Levi comes, Ke'ilu he took a wife of Shimon. I mean, maybe he could take this wife, he could take the second wife, he could take the same one, it's not called Eshesh Temesim, and the Shiloh is why? And maybe I'm saying, it's too close to that Mevaral sign. Chlal, what's in the Zikir Kiknuso by two people, when one of them does Yibum Lemafreya, he's the one? You can understand that. State of, if Yenem is dead, you can't do the Lemafreya. But state more from them. That if Yenem is dead, so he's the only one that has the Zikir Kiknuso, and Reuven doesn't have Bichlal. And Bemele, now she's only Eishes Shimon, and if she's only Eishes Shimon, so Kilu Shimon made Yibum. Samad Nazar. So Shimon doesn't need to do Yibum, Be'etzim. Samad Nazar, Mitzvah's Yibum, Be'etzim, Kilu, is a Mitzvah's Yibum, but if Shimon dies, so Mitzvah's Yibum was Yoytze, Kilu, it happened Me'elah. So, in these Rishonim, is a lot of Hizbeirim, a lot of Avone. Chof Mitzah Shem Morgan will be Masbir very stark. Ich bet zen der Rashbo, der Ramban, der Ritvo, in Zayt Be'ir. It's enough to do even to one. It has to be. The Ritva is the only one that says because mine. Mine is the Rabbah.